You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
That if one stands behind the Kohanim at the time that the blessed Am Yisrael, he would not be included in the Birkat Kohanim. So, for example, if, like in Beit Knesset, they have the Dukhan in the middle of the Beit Knesset, so those that they stand behind the Dukhan, they're not going to be included. So as long as they're in front, they don't need to be exactly in front of the Kohen, so then they'll be included in the Bracha. And also, the Birkat Kohanim has a special force that can go through the iron wall. The meaning that in case you have somebody in front of you, so you don't need to push him, because the blessing goes through him. It's a special raid that you can go through any wall or partition. So Gemara discusses, like let's say those that they don't have access to Minyan, not that, God forbid, they don't want to come to Beit Knesset. Like, let's say in village, like in Moshav, there are many that they cannot arrange a Minyan. So now what happens to them? So Gemara says that they'll be included in Mikat Kohanim, because they're called Anus, because out of their will, that they're not participating in Beit Knesset. So when the Kohanim, they go up to Dukhan in city, that where the Minyan is arranged, so even though that they're not attending in the Beit Knesset, out of their force, out of their will, so then they'll be included. So now Gemara brings an interesting point that Birkat Kohanim also is a remedy for somebody that had a dream. So now, if he had a dream, and he's kind of worried about the dream that he had, so Gemara says he can come and stand in front of the Birkat Kohanim, and there's a special tefillah that he will request that his tefillah, his dream will be like Yusuf HaSadiq and so on, that it turned to the good ending. So his dream also will be the same thing. So now, the question is, what dream has anything to do with Birkat Kohanim? How Birkat Kohanim is able to fix his dream?
Well, the question is, if you can fix the dream, why cannot do the other things?
Yeah, that's a good question. But before we go to your question, I ask first. So let's see what Birkat Kohanim has anything to do with the dream. What's the connection? Yeah, you can say about anything, but why Gemara says that this is a special remedy to fix the dream. You waiting for me?
Yes.
Yeah? Oh. No, I thought you were thinking.
Yeah, you're thinking and waiting.
What is dream is all about? The dream, what is this all about? You know, people have, you know, dream. It could be, God forbid, Lo Adim La Lechem, no, they had some pizza. Or, you know, so why? We have such a long chapter in Masechet Berachot about different dreams, you know, how you can do, you know, what, you know, the consequences are, you know, as far as the way it is interpreted and so on. Well, no, it's a dream. why we have such a length subject about dream.
Because the dream could be meaningful or could be meaningless. So
Why? It's a message that, you know, somebody ate too much. Yeah.
Your neshama is getting a hint.
The neshama? You know, some people, they have dreams in Bet Knesset too. You know, they fall asleep in the middle of the Torah. They have dream in Bet Knesset. You know, they fall asleep and then they have a dream. No, daydreaming doesn't work. I'm sorry? Oh, during the day? So now, the whole concept of dream in Jewish philosophy believe that dream is 1/60th of the prophecy. Gemara says that the dream considered as 1/60th of Nebuah. It's not a total Nebuah. And the reason is because you could get message, you know, from different angels. As Rabbi Ramchal brings in Derech Hashem, his Sefer, that explains that there are different type of angels in Shomayim. Just like, you know, they have funny angels, you know, joking angels. You know, so they sometimes they give you a wrong type of information. They like to, you know, joke around. So in that, as the Gemara says, that most of the dreams, they're like nonsense. But still, there is some type of connection in Shammai. That when you have a dream, you had the opportunity of 1/60th. So there are some dreams that the Maran brings that there are three types of dreams. That one, right away and the next day, he should fast. Because that's, there's no question about it. Because this is special dreams, for sure, is a very... No, not sensitive. It's right to the point. Yeah, it's right to the point that
if he had something involving what he's dreaming before, it's not, doesn't have any. If he was involved in something that he make him think about the dream.
Not these three. These three dreams are different. But Gemara brings, like, let's say if somebody has an early dream in the morning, then that was not related, you know, what he ate, or it's repeated, like, you know, sometimes 2, 3, 4 times, so you can, you know, rely on the dream. But here, back to our Birkat Kohanim. Why Birkat Kohanim is a remedy to cancel the dream? Because dream is 1/60th of prophecy. But Birkat Kohanim is an exact prophecy. That means at the time of the Birkat Kohanim, because the blessing is directly is down is broadcasted, downloaded at that time, so now has the power to cancel the 1/60th of the dream. So that means the power of the Kohanim, Birkat Kohanim, we learn from here, if it's able to cancel the dream, so that means it has to be much greater than the dream. Unless, how could he cancel it? So here we see if the dream is 1/60th of the prophecy, so for sure, the Birkat Kohanim has a much, much greater level. Sefer Haredim brings a very interesting point. Sefer Haredim says that Kohanim are obligated to bless Am Yisrael on a daily basis. according to the minhag of every kahal. Sefer HaYadim says the same way that Kohanim are obligated to bless Am Yisrael, every Yehudi is obligated to receive the blessing. So that means every Yehudi has to come to the Knesset and receive the blessing from the Kohanim.
Amen.
So that means that's the obligation that every Yehudi has.
Yeah.
Just like the Kohanim, that to have to bless Am Yisrael, so every Yehudi must make sure that he attained the Beit Knesset to receive the blessing. And it's obvious. If you are able to receive the blessing that is the prophecy from Shamayim, how can you miss it? How can you miss such an opportunity? You make sure that you be in the Beit Knesset and the Kohen that is waiting for you to give you the blessing on the daily basis. So, amen. That is waiting for you to give you a blessing. So you should not lose this opportunity.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.